Spokesman Ron Redmond tells VOA the UNHCR has to have contingency plans in place in case there is a large influx of Somali refugees into neighboring countries.
That is a very real possibility in this conflict in Somalia, because so far this year we've already seen more than 34,000 Somalis fleeing to northern Kenya to our refugee camps in the Dadaab region near the border with Somalia. So we've already seen a fairly substantial number of Somalis fleeing earlier this year before this latest fighting. So there's certainly a possibility that we could be seeing more, and we need to be prepared.
The International Committee of the Red Cross reports hundreds of people may have been killed in the recent fighting, which forced thousands of people from their homes. It says more than 800 wounded civilians and fighters have been admitted to hospital in recent days. Redmond says the UNHCR is reinforcing its operations in northeastern Kenya. He says the agency is putting enough relief supplies along the border with Somalia for up to 50,000 people.
These supplies are already in UNHCR warehouses in the region, so it's just a matter of moving them closer to the border so they're there if needed. And longer term, we're also looking at purchasing additional relief supplies for up to 100,000 people if necessary. We're also moving more equipment, trucks and other sorts of materials to Kenya to boost our logistical capacity.
Redmond says no significant refugee movements have yet been seen from the recent fighting, but he says there are reports of people headed toward border areas, and he says heavy flooding in the region makes it difficult for people to move around. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。